Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with London-born, Irish-based jazz composer, performer, songwriter, arranger, producer, and teacher, Carol Nelson. We had a good talk from her home base in Ireland about the new 2022 release, Night Vision. This is the third recording from this relatively new project made up of Cormac O'Brien on bass, Dominic Mullen on drums, and Carol Nelson on both piano and soprano sax. Over the years, she has composed and performed extensively and in a wide variety of artistic fields. Her work draws on all sources and aspects of music, jazz, free improvisation, world music, contemporary pop and dance, classical, and traditional Irish music. She's busy and has a great story. Enjoy.
First of all, thank you for taking a minute out to talk with me here at Neon Jazz. I appreciate it.
Sure, Joe. No problem.
So, Night Vision, before we get into the actual album, I want to know, you know, it's been a very strange time with COVID. We're coming out of it, but how did you survive as an artist over the last couple of years?
Well, not as badly as I know some people have had a very hard time. Ireland, the government and the Arts Council here were very generous with grants for musicians, so I was able to get project money, which meant I could just get my head down and get on with composing, and I had three different projects to do over the period of time. And aside from that, you know, I actually kind of enjoyed the break from the inevitable turning wheel of activity, you know?
I heard that a lot. There were silver linings that went into it. So a part of that is your new album, Night Vision. It has to feel good now that the world's opening up and things are getting a little bit better to have a new album out. How does it feel?
It feels really good. And I'm looking forward to doing some gigs and getting it out there. We've done one already, which was great. So, yeah, getting the gigs and playing people the music, that's what I'm looking forward to next.
So what's the backstory? I hear there's a great backstory for Night Vision.
I don't know. Did you read it? I put it on the liner notes. I guess it's good to let people know that there is some kind of a process or a story, you know? So, yeah, where do I begin? It was to do with being here in my home in the pandemic and starting to look more closely at the world around me. I became really aware that everything around me is very kind of cultivated, you know, like fields and like a lot of people living around here, even though it's rural. And I was trying to find, where's the wildness in all of this? And I started looking at insects, would you believe, you know? So finding them very interesting and very kind of alien. Like if you want to meet an alien being, like you look at an insect for a while and there it is. Just strange stuff. So, and for a few years now, I've been thinking, how can I connect what I do as a musician and as a composer with what I'm feeling about the way things are, you know, in the world, particularly around climate emergency and ecology. So without being too kind of, let's stick those two things together, I wanted to put my heart and soul into the music in that way that brought that aspect of me into it as well.
So you're very accomplished in the world of music. How did this journey begin for you?
I suppose I can give you my childhood background. I have a brother and a sister. We all learned to play the piano when we were kids and used to sing harmonies together and pretend we were in bands and stuff. And all three of us are now musicians one way or another, although neither of my parents ever played a note. But I suppose, I got myself a university education and a degree, but I never really felt like I fitted into the ordinary world of work. And I made a decision when I was 21 that I was going to be a musician, and as long as I could, you know, it might be a precarious kind of a life, but as long as I could feed myself and stay warm in winter, I was going to have minimal needs. That's the way I thought of it to myself, you know, and it's worked out really well. I played for everybody I could. If somebody said, do a gig coming and playing for old people or for young people's dance classes or anything, I would just do everything just to be a musician.
Talk to me a little bit about who your inspirations were.
Well, I don't know where to start, Joe. Do you know who I would put top of the pile? I think I'll put Wayne Shorter. I'm a saxophone player as well as a piano player. I love his composition. I love how he has stayed very fresh and open to new music all through his life, and he's in his 80s now. So he's an inspiration to me as someone who can keep changing, keep exploring. Yeah, so huge, huge for me, I think.
What was the first live jazz show that you ever saw that really blew you away?
Probably Weather Report, actually, when I was, I suppose, about 17 or 18. Because I guess I hadn't really understood how much jazz could come into a kind of a fusion music then. And I was just listening to such great musicians. And also, it wasn't so much a jazz concert, but I think Steely Dan were also a big influence around that sort of time, who just bringing in such really top session players and musicians, like just such quality musicianship.
What do you like the best about being a professional musician? What do you look forward to the most each day?
I've always got something in my head that I want to pursue. So whether it's composition or whether it's just I want to go more deeply into a particular aspect of harmony and practice, I don't know. I don't fill my day out totally with music. I also love to grow food and cook food. So I've got a big garden here and I do that as well. So I what else? I can't say more than that, really. Try another question. Maybe I can come back to that one.
Yeah, no, I think you answered. I think that was just fine. So I got a generic question. Why do you love jazz?
I love jazz because it offers me the opportunity to be creative in the moment. It also feels to me like a privilege to step into, for the brief span of my lifetime, into this tradition where there's been such phenomenally great players and will continue to be. And I can just kind of put my little foot into that river for the time that I have. And there's always a path. There's always that flow. There's always that possibility of new experience.
Now that we're getting back to live music, what do you hope we all realize about the power of live music that we've been away from largely for the last 2 years?
You know, when I went back to doing some live gigs, the first live gigs I did were last September and October, they were very special, Joe, because everybody who would be in the audience, it would be like their first time out to a gig. And it was so emotional. It really mattered. It really mattered that it was live. And I guess we all got really pretty tired of doing streaming concerts. And it was good that it offered something. But, you know, I might see someone I was really interested in who was doing a Zoom concert, and I just kind of couldn't face it, really, after a while. I don't know. I think quite a few people felt that way. Yeah, live. And it's so much about the connection with the audience, that it's a shared creative and listening experience. It doesn't happen without the audience in the same way.
So everyone has a perception of you or an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. Who do you think you are?
That is very deep. Let me have 2 seconds, 3 seconds to think about. I think I'm someone who wakes up every day with a feeling of, I'm a pretty happy person, you know, with a feeling of the world is here, I'm happy to be in it, and I really appreciate the life I have. So, and then I just kind of step into my day. I mostly do things that I really enjoy. I'm very, very lucky, you know. I enjoy teaching my students, I enjoy piano, I enjoy my saxophone, I enjoy my gigs, I enjoy my band. That's a lot of enjoyment. That's more than anyone's supposed to have, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can heap it on. I think it's good.
Oh, thank you. I have permission. That's great.
I saved the hardest one for last. Carol, thank you for taking time out for Neon Jazz. Good luck with the album and the return to the stage.
That's fantastic, Joe. Pleasure to talk to you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Mine is coming towards the end of my day here now.
I always love looking into the future, so when I have these conversations, I get to see it.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in London, Ireland, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Carol for her time, music, and stories. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.